This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. And now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Soon we'll see which of our contestants, Charlotte or Gabriella, will be today's big winner. But first, it's time to welcome our special guest. He's a comedian who voices Gene Belcher on the animated series Bob's Burgers. Please welcome Eugene Merman. Hey, Eugene.
Hi.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Great to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. Since we're, at Haverford and we're talking about degrees and stuff, I know that you and actually an NPR puzzle master, Will Shorts, share something in common, which is you both made up your degree.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a university where they allowed that to happen.
Yes, I went to Hampshire College, where I designed a major in comedy.
So they just said, do whatever you want. You said comedy. They're like, all right, 4 years.
Sort of. I mean, it's a process where a lot of people drop out. Because it turns out it's like a little complicated to get a degree.
Right,
so you have to take classes and write stuff, but basically, yeah.
And then your final thesis was a one-hour stand-up routine?
Yeah.
For your professors?
And an audience. It was promoting, writing, performing, producing. It was the whole sort of thing, which is what I did after college, and now I do comedy. So I think it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, I mean, how'd it go? Was it an amazing night of your life?
I got a lot of people to come to the cafeteria, like several hundred, and watch me do stand-up comedy for an hour. It was good.
Do you remember any of the jokes?
Yes, I think it was something like, I'm very nervous because this is my first time speaking English. it worked, I think that was one.
That was good. Was there a theme to your act?
No, it was just a lot of
just jokes.
Adorable nonsense.
Yep. Well, you have a history of very hilarious public grievances, which I enjoy. You ranted about Delta Airlines when they lost your luggage. You took out a full-page newspaper ad to complain about Time Warner Cable, and then about a parking ticket that you got in New Hampshire.
Yep, absolutely. You'd be surprised how effective it is to take out a full-page ad about a company. It'll reach them. They'll really hear it.
Time Warner Cable got back to you?
Time Warner Cable responded on their official blog, and then they escalated me to be a customer that you help when they call you, which you would think is just customers. But no, there's different tiers. So all you have to do is, if there's a company wrongs you and you're definitely in the right, just take out a full-page ad, and they'll be like, fine, we'll take your call.
Where was this full-page ad?
It was in a few New York papers, like the Greenpoint Gazette.
Yeah, right.
But then it was covered by the Wall Street Journal and ABC News.
Right.
That's how you do it. Don't take out the ad in the Wall Street Journal. That's pricey.
And when you wrote the grievance about the parking ticket in New Hampshire, what happened? Anything? Did they get back to you?
I heard from a lot of people, and I performed in Portsmouth, and a lot of people were like, actually, parking is a big problem here. We fight about it all the time.
Oh, that's like their thing.
That's sort of their thing. I mean, yeah.
It wasn't illegal. You just backed into a spot.
Well, it was illegal, but there was no way to know it. Like, most places that you can't back into a spot put up a sign and it says you can't back into a spot because you'd have no way to know that law.
Yeah.
So their thing was, we have the law, but no way for you to know it. That's what made me mad. If you don't want me to back in, just let me know. I won't back in. I'm not a monster.
So clearly you get a kick out of taking a joke as far as you can take it, which I think is also evidenced in your last comedy album, which is not just a comedy album. It's called I'm Sorry, / You're Welcome, which is 7 LPs long.
Yes, it is 7 LPs, 9 digital volumes. It has regular stand-up comedy. Again, I'm not a monster. But then it also does have sound effects that I make with my mouth. It has over 45 minutes of crying, which I wanted to put a sticker on my album that says featuring over 45 minutes of crying, but you got to cry for 45 minutes to do that. And then it turns out you have to listen to it several times to make sure there's no audio flaws. So in a sense, I mostly prank myself. And it's not looped. It's me crying for 45 minutes.
On an LP, do you have to flip the record to listen to the remaining crying? Like halfway through, do you have to flip it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you know when to... how did you decide where in the crying to to make the break.
I broke it up into four tracks, and I made one of them one that would be the entire side of a... I was thinking about that.
I just love that you were.
Yeah,
I just
you love have
that
to.
You were.
Yeah, you don't make 45 minutes of crying and not think about how you're going to put it out there.
Now, you voice Gene Belcher on Bob's Burgers, who's an 11-year-old boy. He's confident. He's a prankster. Is that mirrored after you as an 11-year-old?
I feel like he's more well-adjusted than I was as a kid. I think he's like, if I was a kid now, I'd be like him. As a kid, for real, I was terrified and weird, but lovely, but lovely. Yeah.
Were you a good kid?
I was actually a reason. Yeah, I was a pretty good kid. I was a weirdo, but a good kid.
A weirdo.
I mean, I didn't like eat snakes. I was just like a regular.
Just a regular weirdo.
I was like, I like dragons a lot.
But it's no coincidence that the character is named Gene you are Eugene.
It's not a coincidence. Lauren Bouchard, who made the show, cast each of us as our characters, and then we all sort of developed it together. So each of our characters has a lot of our actual personality in it. And yeah, Gene is sort of like a 42-year-old child.
You also have a new series on Audible called Hold On.
Yep.
So here you're listening to comedians tell stories or do their stand-up, but you are interrupting them.
Generally, there's some versions that are in the studio and some that are live, but Basically me and a comedian sit down and listen to a story they told already, and then I pause it and I ask them questions to sort of give more background and details of the story.
So what have you found that people leave out of their comedy?
Well, it's not even that they leave it out. It's just if you're telling a story and you're like, I was talking to my dad, and then you go like, well, was he a very religious person? And they're like, oh, yes, he was. That kind of thing.
Right.
Stuff like random details.
Right, little tangents that give more color to the whole thing.
Yeah, where you might learn more stuff or find out stuff about them.
One thing that happens as a comic, even if your act is like entirely autobiographical, you'll come off stage and people will just assume that you're lying or that you made it up. They'll be like, your name really isn't Eugene Merman. You're not really Russian.
Right, right. I do. Like, I had a child recently and I have talked about it a little bit on stage and people will go like, did you really have a child? And I'm like, yeah, why would you even bother? It's like bothering to make up that you bought a Chevrolet. And like, there's no way that guy would buy a Chevrolet. His story is insane. It's much easier talking about the real things than imagining what it's like to have a child and then having like a little story about it.
Would you wish a stand-up comedy career on your child?
If my child wanted to do stand-up comedy, I would not stop my child. I would let my child pursue whatever he wants to pursue.
How old is your child?
He's 2.5 months, so he's really got a ways before I'm like, no, don't go into medicine. That's not profitable.
Very good. Are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Sure.
Yeah, we've got a good one cooked up for you. Eugene Merman, everybody. So, Eugene, you star as Gene on the animated series Bob's Burgers, and one of our favorite running jokes on the show is the chalkboard in the restaurant that shows the burger of the day. And it's always a goofy pun, like, if looks could kale, burger, or if you've got it, croissant it, burger. But in this game, we thought, you know what, we're going to describe a special burger, and you're going to tell us its punny name.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. Jonathan Colton, have an example.
Yes, if I said, this burger includes Amish bacon and melted Hershey's chocolate in honor of the capital of Pennsylvania, you would answer, Harris Burger.
Okay.
So all of the answers end with burg, and then they're mashed up with the word burger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, end with burger?
Right, so
Harrisburg-er
exactly,
burger.
Yep.
I see.
Yep.
Oh, I'm not making anything up. I'm guessing what you've thought of.
Yeah.
And it's the name of a city or a Jewish person with the word burger at the end.
Well.
Okay.
If you need hints, Puzzle Guru R. Chung is here to help.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Here we go. This burger is served at below freezing with onion ring life preservers in honor of the thing the Titanic crashed into.
Iceburger burger?
Yeah, yeah. Right,
Iceburger?
Exactly. Is that the way? Yeah.
Yeah. So, those of you who think I didn't graduate high school are now wrong.
This burger includes red vines and is marinated in Mr. Pibb in honor of a former SNL cast member and Lonely Island star.
Andy Sandberger?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you like it?
Yep, I get it.
This burger is topped with a mild Norwegian cheese. That's like Swiss, but for fancy people.
Norwegian cheese.
Norwegian cheese. Kind of like Swiss, but for fancy people.
It's not Borsan. Okay. Can I have a hint?
I love that you went to Borsan, by the way. Yeah. Puzzleguru Archung, can you give a hint?
The first letter's a J, but sounds like a Y.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Jarsberger.
Yes. Jarsberger.
I can't believe I didn't know that was Norwegian. Just kidding.
This notoriously delicious hamburger is covered with a black truffle robe in honor of the second female Supreme Court justice.
Oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
That's
yeah!
Right.
Just kept thinking Allen Ginsburg. That's, that's not right.
This Virginian burger is topped with freshly churned butter made by reenactors in revolutionary garb.
Williamsburger? The colonial Williamsburger?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Sorry, I said left out colonial first.
Well, it's...
I got it, right?
You got
yeah,
it.
You got it
yeah,
right.
Great.
This is your last clue. This burger is approved by Trevor Noah because it's named after the city where he was born in South Africa.
I'm blanking on it. / I don't know if I know. So those are the two options, really. Oh, yeah, I can get a hint.
Puzzleguru Archung, do you have a hint?
It's one of the capitals of South Africa. That's not Cape Town or Pretoria.
Yes. What do you mean, one of the capitals?
Oh, it has three capitals, South
three
Africa.
Three capitals that are like regular, like our Washington, D.C.?
Yes, they have three of them.
Okay. You don't know this, but that's unusual.
We're looking for Johannesburg.
Oh.
Or Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That sounds fair.
That's great.
I know. I was right. Totally know about that place.
Eugene, we tallied up your score, and it turns out you did fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you win and ask me another Rubik's Cube. Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much.
And Eugene Merman's new audio comedy series is called Hold On. It's on Audible, and he's also the voice of Gene on Bob's Burgers. Give it up for Eugene Merman.